Amanda Kratky is the content editor for the Baltimore Sun. She's been a web producer for 10 years, and she's currently spending her free time collecting experiences and attending offbeat events for her quote-unquote work. While she does go home to Towson to sleep, sometimes, it says here, she will always consider herself a city girl at heart. And I should also say that it's pretty impressive. She's a long-time employee of The Sun and still has her job. So we're proud of you for that, too. Please help me welcome Amanda Kratky.
So to me, nothing quite says summer in Baltimore like catching an O's game at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. When I was in college, I caught most of the games at Oriole Park. Back in the 90s, during the park's heyday of Cal Ripken's consecutive game streak, Eddie Murray's home run record, and even the Pope's visit, and when every game was a sellout, I worked for 4 years as an usher. It's not a bad job. On top of the tips, I also earned what one soda vendor once referred to as buns that you could bounce a quarter off of. Yeah. So I had worked my way up in ballpark hierarchy to have my own section, 348, upper deck, behind home plate. And I had even been named Employee of the Month twice, for which you get the honor of a pregame ceremony down on the field. And during one of those ceremonies, the Orioles bird actually pantsed me. I don't really get along with mascots. But speaking of pants, there's one major drawback to the job, and that is the uniform. Less than flattering polyester with neon orange accessories. Now, it gets hot in polyester. It also gets hot in the ballpark in mid-August. On one of those lovely 103-degree afternoon August games, I reported to the locker room of the warehouse, as usual. I changed into my uniform. I put on my gray polyester pants, my long sleeve button-down shirt, my orange suspenders, and my orange bus driver cap, conveniently waterproofed with a plastic lining, you know, in case it might rain. What I left in my locker were my armbands, which are basically garters designed to lock the sweat into your pits, and my bow tie. I figured it was probably hot enough out that I could roll up my sleeves and open a collar. Besides, I was a decorated employee. Who was gonna mess with me? Ha. So, I reported to my section and I did all the pre-game prep I always did, such as checking for loose seats and any other lawsuit avoidance activities that we needed to do. And then I waited for the fans to arrive. Everything's going great for the first few innings. Except for the fact that the first aid station directly behind my section was practically taking reservations from all the old ushers who were, you know, suffering from heat exhaustion. Personally, I was sweating balls, and I was feeling pretty sorry for my brothers in uniform. So, at the bottom of every inning, the ushers go down to their railings and they look up, just in case anyone starts a fight, someone decides to go crowd surfing, or someone takes off their clothes. Any of those reasons usually comes up. So I'm looking up, everything's looking good. It's also a good chance for the supervisors to sort of do a head count on their ushers, make sure everyone's in place. Everything's looking great, the inning starts, and I make my way back up to my ramp. Suddenly, out of nowhere, my supervisor appears, walkie-talkie squawking. She's looking a little bit peeved. So I smiled at her sweetly, and I said, "What's up?" Apparently, Mrs. Angelos had spotted me without my armbands, and she wanted to know who that rogue usher was out of uniform. Now remember, I've worked at the ballpark for 4 years. It's August. It's the end of a homestand, and it's pretty much the end of the game. We had a few innings left. So I'm thinking, and I'm weighing my options, and my supervisor tells me I need to go back to the locker room to put on my armbands. This seems a little bit absurd to me. And I thought, you know what? Maybe now is the time to take the stand against ballpark policy. I can do this. So I lit my supervisor lovely straightened the eyes, and I said, if I go back down there, I am not coming back up. So she looked at me equally lovely, looked a little bit disappointed, and she said, that's your decision to make. So I grabbed my water bottle and the rag that I used to wipe off peanut dust from the seats, and I said my goodbyes, and I started that slow trek back down to the warehouse, about a 10-minute walk. And all the time I'm thinking, I'm gonna be called back at any minute, right? I'm pretty valuable here. Well, guess what? I never worked a day in the ballpark again. I also never sweated in orange and polyester again. However, my ass is a lot flabbier.
Amanda Kratky.